We'll have roll call.
Commissioner Munoz?
Present.
Commissioner Solu?
Present.
Commissioner Hensley?
Here.
Commissioner Mahan?
Here.
Vice Chairperson House?
Here.
And excused, we have Commissioners Hale and Winter.
Then we'll do the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
That brings us to our public comment period. Members of the audience wishing to address the commission on any matter other than public hearing items may do so at this time. Seeing no one, we will. Oh, seeing no one but Nancy Castle. Would you please state your name?
My name is Nancy Castle, and tonight I'm here to invite you to the quarterly meeting of the Morro Bay Historical Society. It will be held a week from this Sunday. I believe it's February 11th. I didn't check my calendar, but it's Sunday evening, the week after Super Bowl Sunday. And we will be privileged to hear from two generations of Anderson family. Bud Anderson, Roger Anderson, and Jeff Anderson will entertain us, no doubt, with stories about Morro Bay and the county in general. Actually, the Anderson grandfathers built and owned the Anderson Hotel in San Luis Obispo. So the family's been in the area a long time. They owned the Galley Restaurant and still own that property, and they have many tales to tell about Morro Bay in differing periods of time. So it should be very good. So it's Sunday, the Sunday after Super Bowl Sunday, and it's at the Episcopal Church, which is the corner of Driftwood and Shasta here in Morro Bay. It starts at 5 o'clock. It's a potluck. It's always very good food if you can bring a service for 8 or 10 and bring your own dinnerware. It's very much appreciated, but there's always plenty of food. So thank you.
Thank you, Nancy. Now we'll move on to the approval of the minutes of the January 4th meeting. Are there any changes that when we voted, that we voted to fund preventative maintenance second? That would be the next thing we would fund, not to look at the preventative maintenance.